on 3AW in Melbourne and across the world through 3aw.com.au. Welcome to Rod Laver Arena for 3AW's coverage of the 2015 Australian Open.
Hello and welcome to day 12 of the Australian Open.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play.
And yes, Kenny Rogers was at Rod Laver Arena last night watching Scott Andy Murray play the game right, defeating Czech 7 seed Thomas Burdick in four sets. In the first set, both men were Holden, and when the dealing was done in the tiebreak, Burdick had the winning hand. But from there, he appeared to fold him, Murray winning 6-7, 6-love, 6-3, 7-5. Earlier, Serena Williams met Kenny Rogers after her semi-final win, the world number one, becoming the oldest Australian Open finalist in the Open era, defeating 19-year-old Madison Keys in straight sets. She'll meet Maria Sharapova, who defeated Ekaterina Makarova in the other semi-final. Williams has a decade-long winning streak over Sharapova, which includes the 2007 Australian Open final. Williams will be playing for her sixth Australian Open crown. Tomorrow night, Sharapova, her second. Tonight, Andy Murray's opponent will be decided Novak Djokovic, once again facing Stan Wawrinka. They have history. In 2013, Djokovic defeated Stan in an epic five-setter on his way to the Australian Open title. Wawrinka had his revenge last year, defeating Djokovic in another marathon five-setter on his way to the title. Both men are prepared to go the distance tonight.
You know, it's a very physical battle as well, but I haven't had too many long matches during this tournament, and I'm ready for it.
You know, when you play in Novak, especially in semi-final or first round in Grand Slam, you have to play your best game. So far, I'm playing great. I'm confident with my game.
A tough one if you're a gambler.
Know when to walk away.
So with that one likely to go late into the night, catch up on all the action tomorrow morning in the podcast. I'm Pat Mitchell. Enjoy the tennis.
There'll be time enough for count when the deal's done.